that from Shishir Pinchas, that when you have a war with somebody, so your biggest missiles, your biggest bombs, you see the enemy, you need to take it out. We start the whole thing with the biggest crash. Let me give you this around here. So he said, like, when you did, if I remember correctly, I think that's what he said, that if you're dealing with a war, so first of all, you don't want the enemy to know what your weapons are, and you have a certain amount. So the biggest, strongest ammunition, you save for one minute. Probably so, we're dealing with the Karach Nitzchi, Yilgim and Zerachim, and it's not getting used up, and we're not going connected to an enemy after what we're doing. This is it, we know that Klai Yisrael has this Karach, Yilgim and Zerachim. But to do all that, the Medayik that says, Esir Lefanai, you should do in front of Yilgim and Zerachim. The point isn't just to scream it, the point is to behave, to try to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yilgim and Zerachim, and that's our Zaha. So, what's this in that? It's if we act like the Yilgim HaZerachim, then we get Sifra B'Kavara. So, the Kriyas HaZerachim is from the Gemara in Shana Zayin. The Gemara says, Kal Ma'ara Midoyis and Ma'arul HaKal Peshav. Shanema, like it says in the Pasuk, Midoyis Oven V'Eva HaKashah. Someone is Ma'arul Midoyis of some Avinu HaKal Peshav. So, Rav Elazar has spoken about this other years, that Rashi says, The Rashi is clear that the Maral Midaisa is not just that he wakes up early in the morning and he pushes himself. The point is, so the simple understanding is that if a person behaves, someone bothers him, someone bothers him, and someone is shulik to him, and he says, I'm not going to be tevei adam. A person did something like Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be tevei. But Kinnir is a very big amkus over here, and it will help us maybe practically also do this avodah. Because if a person thinks about it, if a person really gets ba'alot, I'm talking like a jip really gets ba'alot, someone did something nasty to him, there's no real makom to be erech al midaisa, in a simple understanding. Meaning, we live in a world that there's a chayes, there's responsibility. If I do something to you, I hurt you, that means you got hurt from me, you got nechsa from me. I have no chayes for that. And we live in America, so we're not so used to it, because America is all permissiveness, but there's no chayes. But it's an eroding of the mitzias of the bria. The bria is a bria of seeing yourself. If I do something to you, you do something to me, there's an chayes. And a person is responsible for his actions. So if someone hurt somebody else, and the person got hurt, where is your makom within the bria that he has the ability really to not ma'ala al midaisa? And if someone gets very hurt, sometimes it's a struggle. Where do I have the ability to pull with that pull within myself? If someone bothers you, so you could just let it roll over. If something mamish like killed a person emotionally, physically, and whatever the mamness, maybe mamness, you don't have to be right, whatever it is. Where do you have within yourself the ability to fight? So I want to start with. Well, and just to bring it right, the Mrs. Hashem asks this question. Mrs. Hashem asks, where's your makom? We live in a world of din, kal amar, kadosh baruch hu, vatu yivat hachayoi, and he says there's no makom for Achim. He says it's a very short teretz. It needs to be understood what the teretz is. Hopefully through this whole thing it will have a beer, but the point is that there's something called din. Din is a real thing, it's not a joke. So where's your makom to get around? So in the back of my grandfather's sefer, Nachum Melech, He brings an interesting shlo. The shlo says that the yud gimel midas rachamim is matim to the yud gimel ikram of the Rambam. He has a whole shiur going through each one of the yud gimel midas rachamim and how it stems with yud gimel midas rachamim. So on ikram beis, which is the amuna of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the yachad miyuchad, that's connected the second hey, the second Hashem, Hashem Hashem, Hashem kremet lechet Hashem achach. He's being made of starting from Hashem Hashem. So that means that the second Hashem, Hashem Acharchet, is Shaykh to Yud Hashem. What's the two things? What is going on to the? So he says the Yisod of Yud Hashem is really that there's no other Metzias Chutz from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because there's no other Metzias Chutz from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Mechayev Tshuva. That's what he says over here. And I'm going to try the point of this whole thing that I'm trying to imagine what it means and bring everything together. He explains that V'haynu sh'tshuva sh'yeches l'madrega shal inner mavale. Tshuva inherently is shaykh to the concept of inner mavale. Sh'ilam malam in abriya. Even after Hashem created the brain, it seems like there's no brain on the mother. The Amunah is that still is inner Mavadah. It still exists. And because of the concept of inner Mavadah, that's why it's Shaykh Teshuvah. What does that mean? Because of inner Mavadah, that's why it's Shaykh Teshuvah. And he says that's what Chazal tells that Teshuvah is Kodim Olabriya. He says Kodim Olabriya, it's not a Zman thing. When we're dealing with Kodim and Chazal, Zman is also Bria. Kodim means deeper, it means a concept that's beyond. Meaning beyond the concept of Bria, within the finite of Bria, Teshuvah came beyond that. Meaning it's past that, it's deeper than the concept of this world. What's deeper than this world? The Indian of Ayin Ramadan. The Indian of Ayin Ramadan still exists now. And Klagar that Indian, which is deeper, which is Kodim, which is deeper beyond the world, that's where it's Shaykh Teshuvah. So what does this mean? So the Rebbe Shachayim in Shaar Aleph, the end of Shaar Aleph, he goes to the whole Indian of Teshuvah. He's Masber that there's a certain area that a person's chet can be poyged. And because there's a certain area where the person's chet can't be poyged, so the meal is always an area that we can go back to, and in that area we can go back to, we can always tap into something beyond where the chet is, and like rejuvenate from that area that's beyond where there was a chet. The chet never was poyged there. And pull from there the kayach v'schachas that I could become back to myself. So the Maz in this Indian, just go into a little bit, start with the Pasha Bazach. What does this mean that there's Eidah Mavada exists even when there's a world? What does this mean? So, in a very Pasha Bazach, we know there's a concept called Nan Lechisufa, starting from here because there's nowhere to start from, that basically we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be made. He wanted to be made, so why didn't he just give us a Tavah? Just pour us a Tavah for free. Teretz is, in a very simple Eifin, that Hashem wanted to give us the best Tav, and the best Tav is Tav that we earned. Tav that we earned means that we struggled and we were created the Tav, and now it's our Tav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he created the world, it was Eidah Mavadah, there's no place for someone else. There's no place for someone else because everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no place for someone else to have a struggle to choose to do good, because everything is clear. There's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to be Meitiv, made himself nistak. He hid himself, they can't see him. And he made it like a mirage, like we have the choice to do something. And it seems that right now I could do Keneged Ratzon Hashem, because I can't see Hashem. And if I pick any way to do good, so I was kind of mad at all. So that means that really there's a concept that Hashem is in Ramadan. And that's a true concept. But Hashem made a Hester in order that he could give us the ability to have choice, in order that we could be to choose to do good and get schach. This Hester that Hashem made creates a new world. The world of Mishpat, the world that Siro Mesevi, which means that there's consequence, the world that I could choose, and according to my choice, I will get either schach or anish. Within this world, there's a makom of chet. Why? Because within this world, a person has the ability to do wrong, keneged ratzon Hashem, or to do right, you do a mitzvah, like what Hashem told him to do. And if he does keneged ratzon Hashem, there's going to be an einish, a gefelach einish, an einish right away, and it's going to be machlem, etc. But this is really deeper. This is deeper, that means that really this whole thing is a mirage. Hashem did this in a hechatim, so we have to get our atava. But it doesn't, it's not seis of the mitzvahs that really deeper than this is that it's a mirage, and ein mavada. And in the world of Eidah Mavadah, there is no Bechir. And there's no makom for a person to do good, and there's no makom for a person to do bad. Over there, Satam don't exist. There is no Chet, there is no Him, there is no nothing. It's just Eidah Mavadah. So what the Nefesh HaChayim is saying is that there's a certain area which is going from the Eidah Mishpat into that Eidah of Eidah Mavadah, and in that Eidah of Eidah Mavadah, the Chet is not plaguing. And the state of Tshuva is reconnecting to that Metzias of Eidah Mavadah, and a person connects to that Metzias, so then he could rejuvenate himself and kriech out of his chet, and then have a new rebirth from there, start all over again, and have a new chias. And in that new chias, he's not nishtayach to the old Metzias that there was a chet. The Rebbe Shachar, when he says it over, I'm just going to read his words, he says in Yomim that, you need to discuss, I just want to be with Dai concerning what he's saying, because it brings that an important point. He says like this, in order that Hashem wants that it should never be that a person is completely gone, a person should person's nefesh has 10 chalakim, has 10 madrigas, and a person has a chet, his chet can't be poigim ultimately. There's a certain area where it's not poigim. The 10th one, the highest one, is not poigim. Rak tes b'chinas atachtenim, only the 9 lower ones can be poigim. Mechachma delay ulamata, from the madriga called chachma and down, heimanechrasim, that's where a person has an ability to be, have krisis b'chet. Avol b'chinas at el yoyna, but the highest madriga, Seira Kasa Dila, which he calls the Seira Kasa, that's his words, in a Nechresis. That can never be messed up, it can never be Nechresis from Kadesh Baruch Hu. Shemitzad Vekusa Neskashus at Mabchira Bechinas Aruach Kanal. Okay, but he's going to, he goes, I'm going to stop there. The point is that Rosh Hashanah is saying that where is this Madrega that his Chet can't go? Where is this Madrega that's beyond the Oil Mabchira? Where is this Madrega that's Shayach to the Madrega of Eno Mavade, where his chest is not going to go, and that's where he has to get to go to tshuva, he calls that the word, he calls it the word kesed. The person opens up the term of Dever. Term of Dever is coming to the Masber that we're supposed to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the whole side of the Sefer. And the first paragraph, he goes to the Yigin and the Sarachimim, and this concept that we should be like Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yigin and the Sarachimim, Essen Lefanai, Term of Dever is coming to the Masber. And the way he says it over, I'll read you his words, same thing. He says, "Lefichach roi sheizdama el pulas hakesel." He says, therefore, a person should be like, act like the pulas hakesel, shehem, which is, shlish esim yidisharachim. Moses has said a pasuk, mikal kamech. So we see, very interesting, is that the Nefesh HaChaim is telling us that there's this elam, the area where the person's chet is not plagued. He's calling that the word keser. And the Talmud of Torah is saying the same exact thing, that is where the Yigin of the Sarachim comes from, the world of Kasar, and that's where a person has to behave. When you go through the first paragraph of the Talmud of Torah, it tells you, how did Maral Pshah, Maral Yudaisav, Klapi Chaveri, that is the same exact thing that is defined by the Nefesh HaChaim as the area where you could do Teshuvah to, and it's never Nefkan Bechet. And very quickly, it's very, very simple as that. Is that the only reason why I can't be meichel you if you have avod me is because I'm living in a ilma mishpat, because I'm seeing myself as an existent thing and you're as an existent second thing and you did something to me. There's you and there's me. I'm myself. You're yourself. Two tovar and a furdim, and you hurt me. And there's no mocking for a sane person living in ilma mishpat to be meichel. You hurt me. It's a fact. You hurt me. How can I get over that? How can I get over that? The answer is that the way a person's mava midaysav is he creeps into the ability of the Dveikas with the Elam HaYichud, with this area which is beyond this world. There is no Elam Mishpat. Ain't no Mavadeh. It's just like Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't exist. You don't exist. Whatever happened, whatever you did to me, didn't come from you. Came because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. I'm not someone that really has a makom to get hurt because I don't exist. This whole Elam is a mirage. And when a person is dabak in that, that gives him the ability to be Ma'arav al Midasim. That's when a person is Ma'arav this world, he realizes it or not. What he's doing is he's tapping into that reality. When a person taps into that reality, that's the chefs of tshuva, that's the chefs of kapara. Because in that makom that he's doing when he's being ma'arav al midasav, he is being davak to the area of Eino Mavade, which Nefesh HaChaim says that the chet is a plague in the first place. So memela, it's not just a simple midah keneged midah. The acting out, if a person does yigin l'sarachim, and his essay, he's ma'arav al midasav, he's living in a world where the chefs is chetz ha'plagim. That is the world of ma'arav pshav, and the way to be zachar b'din through the through the whole entire Yom Yom is to do this, to be dominant to that Yom, to get back to do the Tshuva. The Tshuva is being dominant to the reality, Eino Mavadeh, and there's nothing else to the country.